Hey guys, it's Annis, and I had another idea for an audio where I basically just kind of go over like inspiration I had for some of my audios and like where my mind was at, if there was like any weirdness about recording, things like that. And I also wanted to do that as well for some of my scripts. So I'll just pretty much go from like the beginning to the end of all of my original content, starting with the park improv. My park improv was my second audio that I did, and crazily enough, it remains my most upvoted post. I think it's at like 70 now, which, for somebody who'd barely been on Gone Wild Audio, that's actually pretty good. Well, at least for a man, anyway. But it was an amalgamation of different sexual experiences I'd had with a girlfriend like years ago, the person I'd lost my virginity to. We went to the park one time, and like I was really awkward and had like no real sexual experience, so we were like walking on this trail, and she was just like having me like grope her, like when we were walking in like the park and stuff like that, and like we were just like hardcore making out like on a bench, like even though there was like people in the distance, like she was straddling me and everything, like and she actually like on another occasion that happened after this, I didn't have a car at the time, so I always rode around with her. But we were at her house getting some stuff, I guess. And like when we were leaving, she had me like she was up against the door and was basically like having me like finger her. Like, and this was in a cul-de-sac. Like we were in plain view of like whoever walked out. Like basically, so like. My first real sexual experience was kind of public. So I kind of took some of my like first experiences and kind of just mashed them together. And I was definitely nervous throughout a lot of these, believe me. So that's where a lot of that nervousness comes from when I did that. Which I wish I'd like to channel that again in another audio because that seemed to be a really big thing about why people liked it. So getting on to my next original, which was Attacked in the Basement. That was a improv audio I did. I was inspired by a post by I think it was Wicked Sub, and I listened at work and I got like really turned on. And sorry guys, I dropped my notebook. I got really turned on and I wanted to do an audio. So I thought, why not make it about, like, why not base it on, like, some stuff I used to do at work? Because I used to have to go down stairs to the basement level of my building and, basically put, like, some files up, and then I'd have to, like, take new stuff down and then, like, throw them away. So, like, there used to be almost nothing on that basement floor. So, like, my initial thought to take it was that I was just having sex with a coworker down there, and it was completely consensual, and it was going to be like a sex at work kind of deal. But I ended up turning it around into a whole like, oh, I go down there and I get like caught by someone who's been stalking me, and they end up raping me. So kind of where my head was at. And then I did a request fill for it's like a breast insecurity thing, like about small breasts, and like Pun Finisher had already done like a really good job on doing one, and like I think that this is something that's been done I think plenty, but like I wanted to take it in a different direction. So like first of all, I didn't make any sex in it. Like I thought that it made sense to not push the envelope too far, and I stopped it at oral. And I did it in a way that I felt like it's like if you're watching yourself get eaten out, you get used to the look of your body and you kind of like just let yourself go. So that's kind of where I was going with like the looking in the mirror aspect of the audio. And then there comes my my mad scientist audio, where that was my first rape aggressor perspective audio. And in that one, I don't know, I kind of just wanted an excuse to do a shitty German accent, to be honest. Like, I wanted to play a character in Pathfinder that had that kind of accent. So it was like, oh, you know, I could channel these ideas I have into audio. So, you know, I thought of this whole, like, mad scientist thing. And I think at the time, it was not, I don't think it was long before that, Ever Distant Utopia did an audio, it's like raped in the breeding facility, where like they're like kidnapping girls and like breeding them and stuff like that. So I kind of had that idea in mind, except like instead of breeding, it was like you're changing the listener into like a snake creature, I guess like a naga or something like that. It never really specifies it, but that was kind of where my head was at on that one. Then You're the Monster, which that was, to this day, I think it's my longest audio. It's like 23 minutes and 5 seconds. I had another rape idea other than that one, where it was like a more of a stalker kind of thing, where it's like this guy gets fixated on the listener and like goes through great lengths to get all of her personal information, and like his life is in shambles because all he ever thinks about is her. And then it gets to a point where it's like, I can't live without doing something about this situation. So he kidnaps her, and I was gonna end up having it where at the very end it was gonna be like a murder suicide, because like he feels bad about what he's doing, but he knows like he can't actually do the right thing. So he ends up like giving her the option of mercy and just getting shot in the head. I didn't want to do that one. Like I had really seriously thought about either, like, I took some ideas from that and included it in this one, but that audio was pretty intense, and I actually had a message from somebody that was like, are you okay? You know, and I'm like, it was really left field for me, and I presented it in a way that was pretty intense. It was an intense performance, for sure. And, it did reasonably well in terms of views. I guess razor blade torture does not deter people. Then comes Anis's Crash Course, where like I basically did two submissive audios from different perspectives. I originally was only going to do the one where it's like my first time being a sub, and it's like the emotional one where it's like I've been in a relationship and the other person is actually an experienced dom. And then I got an idea from someone else I was messaging. They're like, oh, why don't you do an audio where you teach someone how to kind of be a dom? So that's when I got the idea for like the other side of it, where it's like I'm in someone who's been subbed a lot, and my girlfriend, the listener, wants to get into domming. So like that's how I ended up thinking, like, this is great. It's two sides of the same coin, and it would go really well together. So that's kind of where that came from. And in terms of like at the time, it was definitely one of my favorite performances. I felt like at the time it was like a very good like piece of submissive like acting for me. But since then I've done more. Like the one I did that's on the subreddit, actually. It's like, you know, it was my Secret Santa for Come Hungry Princess. That is bar none my current epitome of submissive audio. However, there will be more, believe me. I don't intend for that to be my my end all be all when it comes to submissiveness. So be ready. Be ready for me to try to up my A game. By the way, guys, if you hear thunder and rain, it's because it's raining and thundering. I didn't want to wait. I was awake. And so I'm going to keep going. Oh, yeah, then sloppy evening plans. I originally made a request for a female to do an audio addressing two males. And, like, one of them is, like, her husband, and the other one is just a guy they brought in. And it was supposed to be, like, really sloppy, and, like, there was going to be bisexual stuff, and, because I had actually gotten inspiration for this audio from one by Sealith. It was... What was the name of the audio? Jesus. It's like, I know... I can't remember the title. Anyway, Sealith did an audio where it had the same kind of dynamic in a way, but it was more like... It wasn't planned. It kind of just kind of happened, whereas this one was more structured and planned. And I knew that John was, like, a really good pick for my partner, because he always seems like he's available for the most part. He's always ecstatic for these collabs. I had already done, like, two collabs with him before this, I'm pretty sure. I think it was two. And I just knew that, like, there'd be a bit of a small dynamic of, like, it's like a hierarchy thing. Like, the woman is the ultimate dom, and I'm kind of subbing to her and doing whatever she wants. But, like, I still have authority over the other person. And not to spoil some of my ideas, but I want to play a little bit more on that in the future. I've already talked to John about some ideas. So, like, once I've kind of, like, conceptualized it more in my brain, maybe that'll be a thing a little later. But that one I thought was going to do a lot better than it did. It still did well, but I thought it was going to do a lot better. It seemed to generate a lot of buzz when I made the original request. And I messaged a lot of people letting them know that, like, I had released it, because there was a lot of people I knew that were interested in it. So, that went really well. And then came, We're Having a Kid on My Terms, which I think, in a way, was like a turning point for me. Like, that was the audio where, I really fully realized, I think, my switchy potential. It was my first impreg audio, and it is definitely not my last. I've come out with two since then. Well, technically one of them's more of a pregnancy audio, but whatevs. It's like perfect length. There's a lot of dynamics to it. It's like, in terms of listens, it's my best by far. It's also got a lot of upvotes in comparison to my other ones, and it did really well. But it was really fun. Like, I had a really good time. I love the dynamic of that audio, like, going from, like, basically, like, not being okay with what was happening to, like, taking control and almost, like, rebounding it back on the listener. Like, and I think a lot of other people were really drawn to that also. So, really, really legit audio, one of my favorites. And then the follow-up. 6 months later, which I had a suggestion from someone I was messaging to do a follow-up to that, where, like, it basically, you know, it follows them, you know, after the pregnancy and all, and doing stuff with the pregnant listener. And I love that idea, because, like, on top of the whole, like, impreg thing, I'm also really into, like, pregnancy stuff. Like, for one, you've already established that you guys are close enough together to be doing this together. That alone makes it so hot. it's not even so much the ownership thing. It's like the closeness of it. Like, it's so special of a relationship. Like, you know, so I thought that that would come across well, and I really enjoyed it for that reason. I also have drank a lady's breast milk for funsies, and I can attest to the fact that I really enjoyed it. And I wanted to include a lot of that. I know some people are really into the whole lactation thing. And yeah, I thought that one went really well also. It was a little sweeter. I thought it was a good mirror to the one before it that it was supposed to follow. And I think that that actually works out well doing it that way. So, and then my next original is Having a Dog is a Big Commitment. So I knew about Vocal Rider's material already, Vocal Rider 112. I knew about his material already, but like I wasn't sure how it felt about it. A lot of it was like kind of dark. Like there's a lot of rape, and then there's like beast stuff and like all that other stuff. I ended up realizing I'm really into that. I like that kind of shit. It's hot to me. He's the king of filth. I thought to myself, I'm like, I need an M for M. I need to do an M for M audio. And I had never done an incest audio either. And I had also not done a beast audio. So I'm like, why don't I just cover basically like almost all of the taboo subjects in one single audio, with the exception of rape? So that one did better than I thought it was going to, but like at the same time, it's like, while things are niche and like you won't have as many people listening, the people who have been looking for it, I think, will listen more. So I guess it balances out in a way. Like, you won't get probably as many upvotes, but like you will get a fair bit of listens. So, that one was really fun. And it was a good way to segue into M for M, because it was kind of indirect. Like, I wasn't actually doing anything to the listener. It was like encouraging and teaching kind of deal. So like it segued well into like some of my script fills that I did that were M for M's. And I actually have an original M for M that I've got in the queue that I'm going to get going like soon. So that'll be fun. Okay, so I did a request fill that there were three in the post, and all of them were like roommate things, but kind of different scenarios, I think. Pretty sure. One of them was about like basically getting a tomboy to like not try to cover up their looks and stuff like that, and like being okay with their kinks. That one did a lot better than I thought it was going to do, because I thought the whole tomboy thing was going to be like really niche and like not get a heck of a lot of attention. But the thing about it was, like with the dog one, the people who are affected by it are strongly affected by it. Like, there were some girls, or at least commenters, who mentioned, you know, like, this is something I really wanted, you know, that's great that you're making something for people like me who have these kinds of preferences, and you know, it means a lot. And I thought to myself, I'm like, I had no idea like how well this was gonna work for some people who listened. So that was really cool. It was also the first time in the audio that I've ever done where I'm doing an actual, like, I'm the one who's supposedly doing a blowjob. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because this came before. Yeah, this came before I did You Don't Think You're Sexy, I'm pretty sure. So, so then I did the Incubus audio. I had wanted to do that for a little while. My thought process on it was that an incubus was a being that was really powerful, could do, like, conceivably anything. Ooh, excuse me. It was a being that could conceivably do anything. And the idea was that I'd be able to explore a lot of kinks that I haven't done before. well, kind of, anyway. So, like, I did, like, clothed male, naked female. There was, like, a brief, like, two-guy thing. Like, I did some experimenting in, like, voice effects. That actually turned out really well. I was not thinking it was gonna turn out well, but that audio actually, in terms of, I think, like, production, is one of my favorites. Yeah, in terms of production, that's the only one I've actually done a bunch of stuff on. Like, there was all kinds of side effects that I used more than I use in other audios, like, for the most part. So that was pretty cool. And that one got a lot of comments. It didn't do super well, but I think that some of the people who did listen really, really enjoyed it. And there's room left for a sequel, which I will probably be at some point working on the rough draft, like the kind of the outline of it, at some point, but I have other stuff that I want to focus on first. So then there was the Sloppy Sluts audio, which, that one actually didn't do as well as I expected. Like, I got, like, almost no comments. I got, like, no PMs. The listens was kind of okay, but, like, I was actually surprised, actually. And that one was one of the most fun ones I'd ever done. Like, I admit, like, there's a lot of saliva in that one. And I actually, on occasion, like, was drooling on myself and, like, stuff like that. And I'm like, this is kind of fucking gross. But, it was really fun. I wanted to basically kind of cover, like, a lot of sloppy stuff that, like, wasn't necessarily really stuff I was really wanting to do. Because rather than, like, do that kind of cum play, like, the cum play I've always wanted to do is, like, eat a cream pie out of a girl's vagina. So I'm saving that for a future audio. Don't believe me. It'll happen. It'll happen. And last but not least, my original I Know You Want to Try Again, which I recently came out with. At least recently from when I posted, when I started recording this. That one, I had the idea for it, and I thought that what I wanted to do was, I wanted to do a seriously emotional audio. Like, not like the You're a Monster audio, but, like, you know, I love you kind of emotional. Not like I hate you emotional. It was another impreg, and it's like, Let's Start a Family audios are not new. Like, a lot of people have done them, male and female. So, what I wanted to do was breach subject matter that I felt like had probably not been touched. So, like, you know, there's mention of a past miscarriage, a past marriage, and what I wanted to do was I wanted to include a reason to make urgency. So I included the older woman bit to kind of, like, push the point forward, because medically it is true that the older you get, the more possibilities for pregnancy complications there are. So it is actually good to get, if you're going to have a kid, it is good to have a kid, like, relatively early. Like, not like 18, obviously, but, like, probably like 26, you know, or 25 maybe, I don't know. Like, probably no later than 30 if you can help it. So, like, I felt like it would drive it forward, and that one has done well. And I think it is because I included subject matter that doesn't really get touched on. So I'm glad for that. I think a lot of people are going to end up crying over it, and I like that. Like, that kind of catharsis is, like, the points where we feel the most human. So, yeah, those are the inspiration for my original audios up to that point. I will probably do more audios like this for my audios, like, in the future, because I'm going to be on here for a while, so believe me, you know, it'll work. I'm going to probably do an audio also for my scripts. And just generally, maybe have some, like, some talking about, like, recording and my changing viewpoints and things like that. So, stay tuned, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Bye.